breaking news.
We have a little globe spinning in the corner of our studios
this
right now.
This is a Jug 7 news alert.
Yes, it is. Bulletin, bulletin, bulletin. Rich McFadden says traffic is bad in Washington. Where has everybody been going? If they're not going to work, then where the heck are they going? Would be the question of the day.
You know what?
I know who, I know why, I know where, and I know who, too.
That's the most important thing.
Who, too?
How.
You too.
How is more important than who and what.
Me.
Myself
and I, yes.
There is no difference in traffic in Washington, D.C., Northern Virginia, going in towards D.C. I live 18 miles out of D.C., and I work 4 miles, 3.5 miles out of D.C., there is zero.
Downtown D.C.
Yeah, downtown D.C., right, where the White House
Well, maybe people
is.
Are going to the state park. Oh, no, they're not going to the state park.
Yeah, they're all going to the...
maybe they're going to the Vietnam... No,
the World War II
Maybe they're going to the National Monument.
No, they can't do that.
There's, I have no idea. If all these people are
sitting home... They're going out drinking. That's what they're doing.
Well, you missed. I was telling Doug the other day that a lot of the bars in D.C. are having two-for-one drink specials.
Absolutely. All right, what's coming up this hour on the Good Day program? Lots of activity. We're tied around some of the information you need to know today. Dr. Ken Kronhaus has some important news from the world of medicine. Also later in the hour, Dr. Joy Brown is going to help us understand anxiety that's created around things like the government shutdown. It's also Farm Animals Day. We ought to be spending some time on that. But in the meantime, and by the way, Cameron Diaz has a new boyfriend.
That's I always get excited.
Oh, congratulations. I didn't know you were dating yet.
Thank you very much. All right, so there's a shipwreck, another Italian disaster.
It's a Good Day show.
No, that's a train wreck.
Sorry. Yeah. Thank you.
Wrong disaster.
All right, a ship carrying a lot of African migrants caught fire and capsized off of Sicily, 78 dead, hundreds unaccounted for. The ship has sunk. And interestingly enough, I was looking on a map to see where this was. It isn't, you know, we have all been talking a little bit about the ship that capsized and has been in the water or got torn open and then just sort of capsized. What was that? What was the name of that ship?
The Costa Concordia.
Anyway, so that's up. This is not far, by the way, from where that happened.
Here's the sad thing. Apparently, the ship broke down, and they lit a blanket on fire to get attention of another passing ship.
Yeah, they don't want to do that.
The progress or lack thereof, as Richie's just reporting, things seem normal, at least traffic-wise in Washington, and normal because of gridlock of a different kind. Nobody's negotiating. Everybody's moving their position back and forth, and there are glitches galore. There's a $1 billion illegal drug transaction business that was brokered through a secret website run by a San Francisco man, and this guy referred to as Dread Pirate Roberts. Would you please explain, Mr. McFadden, the significance of Dread Pirate Roberts?
The Dread Pirate Roberts is the bad guy, the villain in the Princess Bride movie. With Peter Falk and the kid from the Wonder Years, Kevin. It's just, I think it's funny that a guy, a villain,
creative,
in
right?
real life would use that name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The passing of the man responsible for lots of great reading that became good movies, Tom Clancy, 66. Nobody knows how he died, but he had some of the most widely read books. One of the most influential military novelists of our time, Tom Clancy, passing at the age of 66.
You know, I heard yesterday that he sold his first book, The Patriot Games, to the Navy.
Really?
For like $5,000.
Really?
As like some kind of like research book.
Yeah.
And then I guess it took off and got sold to Hollywood.
Yeah. It's a great Hunt for Red October is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Well, for Shelley. One painting only.
AEG Live has been found not responsible for the death of Michael Jackson.
That's a crime.
Not guilty.
That is a crime.
Why is it a crime?
They were the ones who pushed What's-His-Face into keeping him drugged up.
I think there's some...
Really? I think it was okay.
That didn't come out that way in the trial. That's why they were not convicted.
I mean, yeah, look, they couldn't prove it.
He made his decision whether or not he was going to get drugs from Dr. Murray or whoever. I mean, you have to own your own stuff.
So that's why Jennifer is voting for Michael Jackson. The poll today at DougStephan.com.
Yes.
Who do you think was responsible for Michael Jackson's death? C, Michael Jackson. B, Dr. Conrad Murray. A, AEG Live. D, a combination of all of the above. I think I would go with Jennifer on that one. You can
vote.
Thank
you, Dougie.
A poll at DougStephan.com. Yesterday's poll online, do you eat while you drive? See the results of that. 28% of you said, I try not to, but I still do. So what do you mean you try not to?
Occasionally would be the answer there.
Yeah. 23% said occasionally. 21% said, no, I don't eat or drive anything while I'm driving. 15% said, yep, most every day. And 13% said, I don't eat, but I do drink coffee behind the wheel. The poll at DougStephan.com. Dr. Ken Kronos, some breaking news in the world of medicine. We'll have that for you in a moment, or two, or three, or four. You count. Don't hold your breath, however. That's probably not right.
But if you do, he'll save you.
Yeah, he will. He'll be here to do mouth-to-mouth in a moment, although you might prefer Jennifer to do mouth-to-mouth.
Right,
mouth-to-mouth.
Yeah, I'd rather get it there.
It's 13 after on Good Day.
Together, these two men have 5 Emmys for comedy. Combined, they have 19 years starring in TV's top comedies. Put them together, and they stand 11 feet 3 inches and headline NBC's all-new Thursday night comedy lineup. Sean Hayes.
Bam! Kaboobs!
And Michael J. Fox.
Yes, you're finally getting it.
At 9, 8 Central, it's Sean Saves the World, followed by The Michael J. Fox Show, named the most exciting new series by the Critics' Choice Awards. Two men, 1 hour of comedy. Tonight, a whole new NBC Thursday.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's 2-day fall favorite sale Friday and Saturday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure Daddy's water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, one of the medical experts on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Ken and I do, I should say Ken does, and I'm there. I don't know if I'm an assistant or not. I'm assisting in the operation over the weekend. You hear the Good Day Weekend program focusing on your health and well-being, a couple of hours of phone calls and emails and the big news of the week. In fact, Ken's here to discuss the big news of the week now. There's a case in Florida, dangerous bacteria, the flesh-eating kind, attacking an older Florida man after he got bitten by a crab.
Seems like you have to watch going in the warm water this year. It's amoeba, and this week it's bacteria. An elderly Florida man, Doug, is in a Jacksonville, Florida hospital fighting a dangerous coastal bacteria infected with Vibrio vulnificus. It's a mouthful. State officials have confirmed 26 cases of Vibrio vulnificus infections this year. 9 have been fatal. It's from the same family of bacteria that causes cholera. It needs salt from salt water to survive, and it usually pops up during summer months in the warm Gulf Coast waters. It's found in salt water and contaminated contaminated raw seafood, especially oysters, but chances of infection are higher for people with impaired immune systems.
All right, so Richie, hear that about raw fish?
Oh, yeah. Just had some last week.
Sushi.
All right, so Vibrio vulnificus. Is that how you say it?
Vibrio vulnificus.
That, too.
Sounds better when Dr. Ken says it.
You're going to start a band with
it
that
name. It sounds more serious when Ken says it. So what actually, that's a...
bacteria.
But is it just in this water off of the North Florida coast, or are there... I mean, there's got to be a lot of fish and crabs and lobsters and stuff infected with this all over.
We're not talking about your swimming pool.
Warm salt water.
That's what it is. You find it in warm. So
just keep your immune system healthy.
Yeah, that's it. Keep your immune system strong. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And as such, there are always lots of studies that come out. There is lots of news about breast cancer. You have a couple of items here, Ken.
This is, just let's see how big a problem this is. There's about 232,000 women just this year, Doug, that will be diagnosed with breast cancer, and over 39,000 will die this year from the disease. Some good news this week, the FDA has approved the first drug to be used in early-stage breast cancer treatment. It's called Perjeta. It'll be used as part of a complete treatment regimen for patients before surgery.
All right, some good news. As to those who like to exercise, now that I'm into this CrossFit routine, not that I didn't get lots of exercise before, but it's dealing differently with different parts of my body, Ken, and apparently it's going to put you out of business.
Exactly. This is great news. British Medical Journal this week, exercise may be just as good as medication to treat heart disease and should be included as a comparison when new drugs are being developed and tested. There was no statistically detectable differences between exercise and drugs for patients with coronary heart disease, the number one killer, or pre-diabetes when a person shows symptoms that may develop into full-blown diabetes. For patients recovering from stroke, the review showed that exercise was more effective than drug treatment. But one little caveat, if you haven't been in an exercise program before, please talk to the doctor before you start one. Can't afford to lose a single listener.
All right, so this is a very interesting news. I wonder how EECP, which is almost exercise, fits into this.
Well, EECP is wonderful. Exercise can't quite simulate EECP. EECP, enhanced external counterpulsation, stimulates the development of small of new blood vessels in the heart, and it just increases blood flow back to the heart and then releases when your heart contracts. So exercise somewhat, but this is even better. EECP simulates a two-mile jog. 1 hour is equivalent.
Dr. Ken, brought to you by the folks who are producing Power Swabs, a great way to keep your teeth white and your gums healthy, Ken.
Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before, and you know how long it can take and how annoying that sensitivity feeling is afterwards. Or maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers, and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I and Doug recommend clinically proven Power Swabs. It's the only teeth whitening system that can get your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Power Swabs, it uses naturally derived ingredients that are gentle and safe, so the teeth won't feel sensitive afterwards, and if you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of stains on them too. So call now to try it risk-free.
Call 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602 for Power Swabs. And mention Dr. Ken, you'll get a free stain-out whitening quick stick, and you also get free shipping. 800-867-4089 or 800-865-7602. Either of those two numbers will get you hooked up with Power Swabs. Whiten out those teeth.
Every day. More and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Hooties, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Snippets to deal with some of your emotions, past and present.
Chicago, New York.
Grateful Dead fans love this. Crank it up, Richie.
The typical city and bar.
It's typical Deadhead music.
Hang it up and see what tomorrow brings.
Are you ever a Deadhead, Dougie?
Was I? No. I like them. Yeah, I like this. This is a good song. I've actually liked three or four tunes.
The hits are good.
Anybody who was in a pop environment would think well of the Deadheads from this perspective. So those of you who are Deadheaders, time for Rejoicing in the Streets. There's finally an easy way for you to trade those bootleg concert tapes online. Tape Trader Network.
Oh, sure.
TapeTraderNetwork.com. If you're looking to trade, let's say you have a Wayne Newton song or a Wayne Newton album and you'd like to trade it for a Grateful Dead album, this is the place to do it. You knew that, Richard.
This is big. This has actually been quite big for a while.
TapeTraderNetwork.com.
Well, recording shows, when you go to a show at a smaller venue where you can get a decent audio recording of it.
Yeah.
And you'll see the mics, like rising up out of the crowd back near the thing. And people tape it on a DAT or now on the computers or even on their iPhones nowadays. And then there's all kinds of websites. And a lot of the artists actually allow you to trade those live shows.
Really?
Yeah, and it's funny because some artists are like, nope, you can't record us at all. You can't do anything with it. And some artists are like, please, here, set up over there. And you can even trade on our own website. And a friend of mine used to get into this big time and have all kinds of fun just grabbing new shows. We'll go see bands, and he'll grab, you know, here's the show from that they did in L.A. last week. Here's the show that they did in Connecticut last week.
Isn't that fun?
And they did a cover of this Prince song or this Beatles song or whatever it is. So it's kind of fun.
TapeTraderNetwork.com. That's your service and on your side. Doug Steffens, Good Day, Program 26 after the hour. Rich and Jennifer and Kenny and me focused on things that are going on around the country, around the world, a little gossip. Jennifer was interested that Cameron Diaz is dating, although I think she sort of makes a career out of dating.
She does, but you know what? She doesn't get married. I mean, she's never been married. So
no. She's dating Benicio del Toro at the moment.
Really?
Yes, right.
Wow.
Seen around
New
York.
Kind of an ugly guy.
He is.
Yeah.
He's kind of an ugly guy.
Not a good-looking guy.
Well, maybe there's something else that he has that's there.
I'm sure.
That means we have a shot, Doug. You have a shot. I can't go anywhere.
No, you can't, Rich. Yeah.
I'm pretty much angered.
You're stuck.
Yeah. Let's see here. Arnold Schwarzenegger has bought his 16-year-old illegitimate son a gymnasium for his home. Joseph Baiana. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Baiana. Go, what's his name? You can have this gym. Be big like me.
I'm sorry about
apparently,
your
mother. TMZ published
biggest
pictures.
Biggest mistake I ever made in my life.
Of
enjoy
kid.
Your gym.
If you're going to be a Schwarzenegger, you have to build some muscles.
Take things away from me, folks.
Never call me again.
I don't have to be here for this.
Yeah. No, you don't. This is fun.
I don't have to call or write or do anything. TMZ has published pictures of Joseph Baiana, who at 16 appears to be developing a similar build to his famous father.
A real starting the old block.
No wimpy boys for me.
All right, speaking of illegitimate, Mia Farrow is not sure Woody Allen is the father of her son. It may be Frank Sinatra, according to an article that she was interviewed for, an article in Vanity Fair.
Wow, what a win that would be for that kid.
I know.
Well, did you get mad if you're that kid?
Yeah.
28 after on Good Day.
Big shows aren't cheap.
You can volunteer to be an usher at a local theater, a local arts venue, and be able to see all of the shows for free.
I'm Amy Nellis. This is Primetime Focus. And eating out before or after the show won't cost much near a university. AARP financial educator, John Dolphiné.
They know the college students don't have a lot of money, so you can find some really good places to eat right around those places.
These are just two of the 99 ways you can save money. There's a list on AARP.org, and you can add your own tips as well. So here are mine. I love to go to high school plays. My boys are grown, but I still love the enthusiastic atmosphere, and those plays are really good and don't cost much. As for eating out, don't forget, a lot of places offer a senior discount. I'll post a list. Some tips from people who wrote AARP include rounding up on your checkbook and trading in your old cell phone and computer to take a tax deduction. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
It's that time of year again. Time to reconnect with friends and family. ExxonMobil can help you fuel those connections. Our gasoline is designed to help clean intake valves to get your car better fuel economy.
Show us who you want to connect with for a chance to each win $1,000 of gas in ExxonMobil's photo contest. Winners daily. Full rules at FuelingConnections.com. ExxonMobil. Fueling Connections. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18+. Ends 12/31/13. Prize awarded as ExxonMobil gift cards. Restrictions apply.
Together, these two men have 5 Emmys for comedy. Combined, they have 19 years starring in TV's top comedies. Put them together, and they stand 11 feet 3 inches and headline NBC's all-new Thursday night comedy lineup. Sean Hayes.
Damn, caboobs!
And Michael J. Fox.
Yes, you're finally getting it.
At 9, 8 central, it's Sean Saves the World, followed by The Michael J. Fox Show, named the most exciting new series by the Critics' Choice Awards. Two men, 1 hour of comedy. Tonight, a whole new...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
The weather has gotten warm and the flies come back around again. The flies are all
Peter
over the place.
Peter is going to be all over you.
Who?
Peter.
Peter for flies is a special, special
for
branch for flies.
Flies.
Right. All right, Jennifer and Richie and Kenny and Doug.
You
Dudley.
Should really be here on the break because we're so funny.
Yeah, I have things to do during the break. You guys are having a nice time. Good for you.
Like,
you
way know. Funny.
Way
I've been doing
funny.
My Arnold impersonation.
Really?
We were
talking about Arnold's illegitimate son having a gym.
TMZ dad bought him. Just has headline after headline after headline about Arnold's baby mama.
Yeah. The man that was arrested in Jacksonville who was responsible for the international airport there being shut down told security he had a bomb in his backpack. Brilliant move on his part.
You got a bomb in your backpack?
Right.
He just happened to see me.
His name was Zelko Kozovic.
Right.
Charged with making a bomb hoax or having a hoax bomb. 39 years old, going through security when he made the remark about the bomb. And so the geniuses at the TSA shut everything down. Airport was closed for 6 hours. He told authorities that the device he was carrying, which was apparently a scale that had two batteries in it, he referred to, apparently he wanted to have either some fun with these people or to screw around with them. He
yeah,
told
I'm
he had
sorry.
A detonator. It was supposed to be a bomb. This guy's obviously not a genius.
I'm going to go ahead and side with the TSA on this one, and you should shut things down when you got a whack job.
No, I didn't disagree with that. I just said they shut it. You didn't hear me say anything.
No, you
critical.
Said the geniuses at the TSA.
Well, the
shut
geniuses.
It down
that's a general reference that I make to the TSA because they really aren't.
Yeah.
We all know that they aren't.
I think in this case they actually were geniuses.
No, they weren't. They were just doing their whatever their description of their job is. They're there, by the way, still, even though there's a government shutdown. We haven't gotten to the bottom yet of how Richie says the traffic is the same in Washington no matter what.
There's not one less car on the streets this morning.
So they're going to all the national parks.
Yeah.
Right.
The monument?
Not working, yeah.
The bars? For me, if they're getting paid, why aren't they going to work?
Right.
Just go to
or
work.
Or if you're
going to
get paid.
Because they aren't getting paid.
They
you
are
going to
get paid.
I heard that in Maryland. They will get paid.
Yeah.
They
so show up and go to work instead of you being paid for doing nothing.
Well, no, but they're told not to show up.
So why do we allow the government to do
show
that?
Up. And I heard that in Maryland, so far there have been 40,000 applications for
for unemployment. Sure. Yeah. Yep. All right. I've got good news for Rich.
Oh, bring
according
it.
To the story at DougStefan.com, there's a beer that is literally out of this world.
Yeah?
Celeste Jewel Ale, a small batch beer concocted by the geniuses at Milton-based Dogfish Head.
Yeah.
The brewery in Delaware. You know about them.
I've toured the factory. I've drank the beer. And we have a restaurant.
It? That's really bad English.
I've drank the beer. And we have a...
I've been drinking it my whole life.
I've been drinking it. And I've drank their beer. And we have
surrounded by
a Dogfish restaurant. Right. I could walk home from the Dogfish restaurant.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. The beer is made with real lunar meteorites, dust. One wonders how that would be possible. The meteorites procured from
eBay.
These people make spacesuits for NASA, an engineering firm, and they crush this stuff into dust, and then it is steeped like tea into their Oktoberfest lager beer. According to the Dogfish website, Richie, the meteorites impart a unique flavor. Certified moon dust. Now, how do you know what's in this? They say it's got minerals and salts in it, but how do they know it's not cancer-causing?
Yeah, I don't know that I'd drink that.
I don't think I'd be drinking this stuff.
Yeah. They do a lot of... The original restaurant is in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Yes.
Been there many, 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 many times.
Good for you, Rich.
And they do a lot of experimental-type beers, and they even go... They'll find 2,000-year-old beer recipes and brew them up just... You know, for fun, and you go into the restaurant and you taste it, and it usually tastes like garbage. But it's neat the way they experiment with all of the different possibilities, and they do some good stuff too.
Good
their
stuff.
Their pumpkin ale is out right now, baby. Yeah.
Hey, what kind of ale, Rich?
Pumpkin.
I'm sorry, what?
Pumpkin.
Oh, you mean pumpkin ale? Is that what you're talking about?
No, pumpkin.
Pumpkin. We're gonna mix it with blueberries.
Stop it!
They actually spell it.
You said pumpkin yesterday too, Doug.
They actually spell it P-U-N-K-I-N.
No, it's P-U-N-K-I-N.
That's for people like you who are punks.
Pumpkin.
888-302-3684. Kenny, what do we have? Save me from these two, will you please? Social media.
He wants to be saved, Kenny.
He's too wimpy to save himself. He needs you to come in and save him.
Shut up, no will saving. You please?
Rich and I should have an Arnold off.
Yeah, someplace else. Kenny, maybe this is more entertaining than listening to these people drone on about the shutdown of the government and healthcare signups.
We got a tweet from a teenager.
I love the tweet.
He says, can the shutdown reach the point where the schools aren't being funded, and can they hurry up with that?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Right. So kids looking to get a day off of school.
Mm-hmm.
Smart thinking.
Yeah. All right. I don't know how smart thing. It would be nice if we could actually teach people to be smart in school. What do we say about that, Arnold? Arnessa?
I don't like the school. I like to pump the iron.
He takes 7 hours of gym class only. Worked for me.
I want to hear
I don't bump my son at gym.
Yeah, Dr. Joy Brown's going to be here in a moment. We're going to have her.
I love Dr. Joy. I love to lift her.
Actually, there's a story about her and Arnold. You said that.
Yes, I know, Dougie.
Yeah, she's met Arnold.
Yes, she has.
And
knock, knock, anybody home?
Didn't go well.
Well, I guess it depends on whether you're her or him.
Right.
All right. Let's... I kind of lost control of the program here.
You know how you get out of this, Doug?
How's that, Richie?
You say, we'll be back.
No, we don't say that. Actually,
I'll be back.
Oh, will you stop it? I can't. There's nothing that makes any sense, though, now. I mean, if I'm going to tell another story, Jennifer's going to come in with some
That's
stupid...
That's why you take a commercial, you knucklehead.
Thanks.
Say it. Come on, say it. You can do it.
What, knucklehead?
No, I'll be back. Come on.
I'll be back.
Oh, come on. You sound like a
like Bella Lugosi.
Vampire.
Come on. I'll be back.
I'll be back.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
Name's Mark, and this here beastly hog is Princess. Easy, Princess. Slow to roll. So how does this chopper cowboy save on motorcycle insurance, you ask? Easy. I just strapped on my savings chaps called Geico and bam. I'm saving so much, my princess, well, she gets treated like a queen.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's two-day fall favorite sale Friday and Saturday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
This fall, when your allergies strike, fight back with the power of Benadryl. It's proven more effective than Claritin at relieving your allergies. Get the powerful allergy relief of Benadryl and fight back when allergies attack. Benadryl, you know the drill.
Use only as directed. Based on studies in seasonal allergic rhinitis with Benadryl allergy 50 milligrams 3 times daily versus Claritin 10 milligrams once daily. Claritin is a registered trademark of MSD Consumer Care Incorporated.
Did you try the new app?
Appetizers. Let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value Inn iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value Inn mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it.
Need
now,
more time?
About those appetizers.
About those... What? Today is, and this is actually all week long, Farm Animal Day and Farm Animal Week. Why are you laughing, too?
It's also National Pizza Month.
Pizza Month? It's.
I don't know if the two are related.
Probably not.
Take your sheep out for pizza day.
Or
well,
make
sure
your
that.
Cow into pepperoni. I don't know. That was
Last good. Saturday Aww. Was National Drink a Beer Day.
I love
Thank
that.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
My birthday's coming up. Do we care about that?
Oh, sure.
Happy birthday, Dr. Joy.
That was a really terrible impression.
Of course it is. It's not good.
This happens about once every 2 months when I lose control of the program.
Only every 2 months?
Right now, yeah. It only happens about once every 2 months.
All right, save us, Joy.
It must be National Farm Day.
Hold on, let's get control of this.
It is actually
okay, here we go.
National
I
Farm
see,
Day.
Was that good? Did I do that in one
Four
sentence?
Days of talking about this stupid shutdown.
Yeah, the shutdown just made
it
everybody
drives
nuts.
People to be just silly and
think,
crazy
yeah,
and can't take it anymore.
Everybody just wants to spit.
Yeah. Right. So
let's all spit. Why don't we all just spit?
But why are we so... I cannot turn the news off. I have to listen
you know
to
why?
What's
because,
going on.
Because, first of all, we are all touched by it. I mean, it really... You know, it's one of those things that if it doesn't happen to you, it doesn't happen. It's happening to all of us, number one. We feel completely powerless.
It's not affecting me. I wish it would affect me. I
really?
Wish there would be less traffic every
morning.
Yeah,
no, it is affecting you. It is affecting you because it's affecting me, and what affects me affects you.
Yeah.
Because we are joined at the hip, and we all are affected by the great God, Doug.
Well, but I mean, I think that there's a connection business-wise.
Sure.
I've been told told by people that they won't pay me because they don't have enough money because they didn't get their government checks for advertising that they, even though I
but
never ran
they've been
ran
telling
anywhere.
You that for years.
Oh, they've been telling, they come up
right.
with one excuse
and
after another
been
after another.
This for years.
Yeah. Well, my daughter is works for the federal government.
Yeah.
So we've been having these long midnight conversations, and I said, you know, send me your...
But she's going to get paid for doing nothing eventually.
No, no, we don't know.
Yeah,
she's
no, they are saying everybody
yes,
gets
she
paid.
Is.
She is. Yeah.
They've already introduced legislation. It just hasn't passed yet. They always do. Yeah, they always
the
will.
Thing.
What she needs to do is go out and get her unemployment before they get this thing fixed so she can double dip and get unemployment and the back pay.
I don't think she would do that. I think
there's
she's
a
much
lot
more
of
likely,
people doing it.
Really? I think she'd more likely hit her mom.
And the government's way too stupid to realize it and be able to go, wait a minute,
do you know what?
You got paid twice.
I got to tell you, at this moment, I think any way we can stick it to those idiots in D.C., if I were running the world...
This is a psychologist telling you this.
Listen,
right.
Because, you know, you have to figure out some way to deal with that frustration, right? I would lock them all in a room and I'd say, all right, baby cakes, here's the deal. We're not leaving. No bathroom breaks, no food, no pizza
leaks.
Well,
it's interesting.
Until you're done, number two.
Number two,
none of you get paid. None of you get paid. Every hour that we don't get paid, you get docked. You get docked double your salary.
Love it.
And they get it done in a day. They get it done in 2 hours.
Right. But they don't because they're in charge of themselves.
Yeah, they're not going to do it.
The poll that's out suggests that we as Americans in general, never mind whether we're Republicans or Democrats or we vote or we didn't vote, people are just not happy about this because there's too much, as Richie was just suggesting, and you were saying, Joy, there's too much focus on it, and it doesn't, you can't do anything
about it.
The frustration is that you can't do anything because they don't do anything. More are blaming the Republicans than blame the Democrats, but for the most part, everybody blames the system and doesn't understand because we don't teach civics anymore in the schools, why it is that things aren't working.
But wait a minute. Civics or not civics? I think for me, I'll tell you what the long term
thing
for me is.
Well, the civics helps you understand how government is run.
Well, but it's not running that way. The point is that civics will tell you it's that we have a representative democracy. It's the greatest good for the greatest number. That the people that the elected officials who are responsible to us, and none of that is true right now.
Right.
None of it. It's all about lobbying. It's all about narcissistic.
Yep.
Creeps who are lining their pocket, don't care anything about us,
yep.
just and they know that they're not going to be there very long, so it's just take the money and run.
Yep.
And that's where the system is broken down. It has nothing to do with the civics class. And my huge issue for the long term is that people are so furious with Republicans that we're not going to have a two-party system. And we need a two-party system in this country. I mean, these people are just shooting. My daughter, who's there, said, Mom, the Republicans understand everybody hates them. There's nothing to lose. And you know what? That's dangerous. When people feel there's nothing to lose, then they'll do whatever they want to do, and that's what they're doing. Makes me crazy.
I feel anger at everybody, and I see anger at everybody.
Well, that's justifiable
it.
Here.
Everybody in politics, that is.
Well,
right, so, Joy, as a psychologist and a person who's on the air every day, people call you with these questions. What do you tell them to solve their feelings of anger?
Okay, here's the deal.
What is the way to be thinking about this so you don't let it bother you?
Get a plan. There's a difference between tactic and strategy. One you have when there's something to do, one when there's nothing to do. Right now, I think we need a strategy because we have no tactic. There's nothing we can do right now. But whether that means get involved in politics, whether that means decide that we're going to start a campaign to... You know, there was a documentary about two guys who went to North Dakota because it has one of the smallest electorates, and they wanted to get two things on the Constitution, on the state Constitution. Number one, that every legislator had to attest under threat of perjury that he had read the legislation he was supposed to vote on. Number two, that that legislation was published 10 days in a public forum before it was voted on. It got voted down. As far as I'm concerned, that should be part of our Constitution, that those two issues, that you cannot vote on something before you've read it, and number two, it is published so the rest of us can read it. It would change our government. It would make it representative again.
Well,
because the Internet gives us access.
No, you know, it surely is not. No, and
but,
that's
but
really...
if you're asking me what I would do, that's what I tell people to do. Take your anger, channel it, decide what you can do to change things.
You know, because most people feel life is getting out of control, you're forced into trying to make things work, but the more you try, the more frustrated you become.
I'm not sure that's true. I mean, you just have to understand you're not going to give up. That things are not necessarily going to happen quickly.
That's different. You can not give up on your own pursuits, but when it involves so many other people, it's harder to get results.
But, Doug, that's how we change as a society, as a people. Mm-hmm. I mean, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
I think there's a sea change coming, frankly.
I do, too. Mothers Against Drunk Driving is my single favorite example of something that changed everything. Because a woman whose daughter was killed by a drunk driver in California decided, I think in the 80s, that enough. And before that, I was actually living, I guess I wasn't living in California then, I was in the aftermath, that they actually did breathalyzers on people coming across the Golden Gate Bridge after the bars closed in Marin, and 90% of them flunked the breathalyzer. She changed that. We don't allow people to drive drunk as much. There's, you know, that all of a sudden people are saying, don't let your friends drive drunk.
One person can make a heck of a difference.
One person. Greg, absolutely. Dougie, we can do it. You and I, we will start this whole thing.
855 Dr. Joy, call her later today on her own program.
And get off yours.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at ThePrepMart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at ThePrepMart.com. That's ThePrepMart.com.
What a waste of time. Michael Jackson from the movie Ben. Name of the song is Ben.
What's the matter?
Song hit number one this week in 1972.
Beautiful love song.
It's about a rat.
Hit number one.
Yeah, I know.
Right. By one of the greatest artists this country has ever known, and the world has
He's
ever
still
known.
Still dead, by the way. And
it's a love song, about a rat.
Check out the poll today at DougStefan.com about Michael Jackson's demise. Meanwhile, we're into movie moments, so let's get into movies, discussions of movies, video, DVDs with a man that I think knows more about them than anybody else in a conventional way. Chuck Curry is here with his movie news. We have a movie in contest that was the number one movie during this week in 2002. So I would like you, if you'd like to win a prize, if you haven't won before on Movie Moments, you'll dial up 888-302-DOUG. When you identify, we have three audio cuts, you'll identify one of them, or you're going to identify all of them because they're all from the same movie, and you'll get the prize if you're the first one in to 888-302-3684. Here's the first clue.
Look at you! You have a baby in a bar!
All right, that help anybody, Chucker?
I think so.
888-302-3684. Next clue.
Cookie cutter movies, right? But all successful.
No.
No. Okay.
Expect me to tell you look good? Ooh. But they run out of soap down at the Piggly Wiggly since I left?
interesting in mind. Chucky, you know what?
No, I don't.
All right, it's about... well, never mind. I was going to give you a hint, but I ought not to go down that street because sometimes my hints make it too easy. No, it's not what you think it is. 888-302-3684. Last clue.
I've got a lawyer charges $350 an hour. Ooh. He billed me every time you sent these papers back.
Well, I'm glad to see you finally got the message.
Shut up, Bear.
Right. Doesn't that give it away?
It is who I think it is, but I don't know it.
888.
It is who you think it is.
302-3684, but it's not the movie he thinks it is.
But it's not the movie I thought it was.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it's easy to confuse.
Chucker, do you know what it is?
I do not. Over my head, I didn't see it or not. I don't know it.
Well, a lot of people listening have seemed to figure it out, so that's what's important. We get to that. Movie news coming right up here on Good Day.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free DVD titled World War II Remembered. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Hi, Chuck. What do we have in the movie news department? A lot of things going on, movies being made, movies coming out, et cetera, et cetera.
Always, Doug. You'll like this one. Paramount pitches reportedly fielding story ideas from writers for a new Friday the 13th film.
Yeah, it's good.
I know when you hear that, Doug, it's like music to your ears.
Which one is this? How many has there been?
I think it's been... I believe there's been 10 of them.
Wow.
Great.
I've seen them all multiple times. You know, with the only with the remake of Carrie, the only real Halloween film coming out this October, I would expect it to do solid box office when it hits theaters mid-month. Talented young actress Chloe Moretz and veteran Julia Moore star in that film. Universal Pictures announced that the sequel to Ted will be out June 26, 2015.
Now there's something to look forward to.
That put a smile to my daughter's face. And Gravity, which comes out tomorrow, tracking at a $31 million opening weekend.
Wow.
Reviews for this movie starring Sandra Bullock and George Clooney are outstanding, some of the year's best. And I've got to say, I'm very excited to see it.
Yeah, it looks cool.
All right, Chucker, I'd like you to, I'm going to call your attention and attention to everybody listening to our video of the day today. It's from a comedy group called Improv Everywhere. Have you ever heard of them? Improv Everywhere? Yeah. They treat the people of Philadelphia to a real-life scene from Rocky as one of their actors runs through the city streets and then dozens and dozens of fans of the Rocky movies join him. It's kind of a nice way. It's a together sort of thing. So check that out. Video of the day at DougStephan.com. Here are some of the motion pictures that opened on this day in theaters around the country. Let's see here. The movie Ants from DreamWorks. A-N-T-Z. What do you remember about
that?
That
was
huge.
I believe voices of Woody Allen and Sylvester Stallone.
Really? What an interesting combination. Don't you think that's an interesting combination?
Hey, yo, I'll smash you, you know, you little
idiot. I think we'll keep moving here.
Yeah, please.
This movie, Extreme Measures, Hugh Grant, Gene Hackman, Sarah Jessica Parker.
I like that film.
This date, 1996, yes. All right, Roberts in Palm Springs. What's the name of the movie?
Raising Arizona.
That's what everybody thought it would be. Renee in Virginia, Minnesota. What's the name of the movie?
Sweet Home Alabama.
That is it. Sweet Home Alabama, number one movie this week in 2002. Thank you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.